four artists of varying disciplines, including a writer, a filmmaker, an actor, and a visual artist, are being featured in a panel discussion at York University in Toronto this week. It's entitled Gender, Sexuality, and Creativity: Self-Expressions in the South Asian Diaspora. It's an opportunity for students to meet some South Asian gay artists and hear how their sexual preference and racial background affect their work. Rashi Kalnani spoke with a few of them, including Vivek Shraya, and he is a writer, filmmaker, and musician. And here's a bit from his story.
Being South Asian and queer has been many things. I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, so growing up queer and South Asian was a very isolating experience, especially because the gay community in Alberta was predominantly white. But those experiences have gone on to inspire me to make art. So my book that I put out in 2010 called God Loves Hair explores that experience of growing up in Edmonton as a queer person of color. And I also made a short called Seeking Single White Male, which is explores racism in the gay community. So it's been a challenging experience at times, but it's also resulted in me being able to make art. I think that the way people of color sometimes get treated in gay spaces is you can be either exoticized or fetishized. In gay bars in Edmonton, for instance, people are always like, oh, you're so exotic looking, where are you from? And, it'd be like, I was born here. Whereas in Toronto, I find what's really interesting is it's kind of the opposite. Like, I meet boys that want to, tell me about their yoga practice or, how much they really want to go visit India or how much they love to eat curry. So it's an interesting experience. Specifically, the experience of gay bars in Edmonton is what inspired my short Seeking Single White Male, which essentially juxtaposes pictures of me with various sentences that people actually had said to me. And so in Edmonton, I found that I started to assimilate to a certain white aesthetic. So I had blonde hair and blue contacts for about 4 years of my life because I found that the more I started assimilating to a white aesthetic, the more I got attention, or it was a different kind of attention, whereas as a brown body, I found that I often was pretty invisible in those spaces. I mean, I think that that's the thing when you start layering oppressions, for the lack of a better word, is that, in Edmonton, there happens to be a huge South Asian community, so I don't feel like I experienced a lot of racism, like general racism. I think I got called Paki maybe once growing up, but where I have felt most brown or most aware of my skin color has been in queer spaces, because those things get heightened in spaces like that. I think one of the things I've had to learn over and over again about being part of the queer community is that people are people, right? And just because you face a certain kind of oppression doesn't mean that you're necessarily more open-minded about everything.
And that is Vivek Shraya, a writer, filmmaker, and musician. And Rashi also spoke with Toronto-based novelist and psychotherapist Farzana Doctor. And here's what she had to say about her experience as a lesbian South Asian writer.
I think being South Asian and queer affects my creative process in the way that all of my other aspects of identity impact my creative process. We can't separate out who we are from how we end up expressing ourselves. So in terms of queer and South Asian-ness, both of those identities and themes arising from those identities have very much entered into my novels. I like to write about queer South Asians. I like to write about South Asian culture in general and South Asian communities and how different people can bump up against each other and influence each other. And I like writing about queer identities as well and just how fluid they are. And I think also because queer identities are often misunderstood and stigmatized, I like to bring those issues forward for people to be able to reflect on them through fiction. For example, in 6 Meters of Pavement, my most recent novel, I have a character named Fatima who has been kicked out of her family's home for being too publicly queer. And it was important for me to have a character like that so that I could, you know, raise this issue. This is something that still happens in Canada in 2012, unfortunately, that queer kids are not being supported by their families. And so my hope is in raising these kinds of issues through fiction that, you know, perhaps a reader who hasn't ever thought about these issues might, you know, think about them a little bit differently, might have a deeper understanding. Because I think that fiction, you know, besides being entertaining and, you know, a piece of art, also has the capacity to, you know, create change in the world.
And that was Farzana Doctor, and before that we heard from Vivek Shraya, both of whom were speaking about how their sexuality and racial background influence their work. And as always, if you have any thoughts on this that you'd like to share with us and with others, drop us a line. Email is a good way, thelink@rcinet.ca or thelink@cbc.ca.